Welcome to the Orange County Catholic Radio Show on AM 1000 in Orange and San Diego counties and on AM 930 in Los Angeles County. Each week, we bring you compelling conversation with church leaders and laity, talking about the things going on in our diocese and discussing the important issues that impact the world around us. We're coming to you through the good offices of Relevant Radio from our studios on the campus of Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove, where Catholic faith is crystal clear. Here now to introduce our guest and today's topic is your host, Rick Howick.
And welcome to Orange County Catholic Radio. I'm Rick Howick, your host. And with me today is writer and director Leonardo De Filippis, who is from St. Luke Productions. Is that right, Leonardo?
That is correct, Rick.
And I am so glad.
From St. Luke Productions.
I am so glad to have you back on our show. We've had you on before because you've done quite a bit of work with our diocese. But before we begin talking to you in detail about what's coming up, I want us to start with a word of prayer. Would you mind leading our audience in a little word?
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, may we be mindful of your love and your mercy. We ask for an outpouring of your Holy Spirit upon us, each and everyone who's listening to this radio interview, that the Lord may truly bless them, inspire us, especially in this new year of 2018, that it may be one of hope and trust. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. And the production that we've got coming up is going to be starting. Actually, what are the dates for this production?
Well, the Christ Cathedral Drama Series that is on the campus at the Freed Theater in the Catholic Cultural Center building, right next to the major cathedral there,
right,
is going to be January 26th, 27th. Both of those are at 7 o'clock in the evening, and then Friday, Saturday, and then on Sunday, the 28th at 12 o'clock, there is the matinee at 12 noon.
Okay, so that's
it'll be the performance of Tolton, From Slave to Priest.
Yeah, that's coming up really quick here. So the as you just said, the production is called Tolton, From Slave to Priest. Tell me a little bit about this, because it's a fascinating story. What's this all about?
Well, this story is about Father Augustus Tolton, who lives in, I think he was born in 1854 and dies in 1897. And he was a slave in a plantation in Missouri. And what happens is his father escapes to go to try to fight on the, what we call back then, the Negro side in the Union, against the Confederates at that time to free the slaves. And then he never comes back. He dies. And the mother realizes that her whole family could be sold and split. So she escapes with her three young children, one a baby, a girl, and two boys, one of them Augustus Tolton, who's only around 8, 9 years old. They escape across the Mississippi. It's a very harrowing experience. They almost get caught. They're shot at and everything. And she escapes, never having seen a river before in her life or a boat. So, and then
wow.
She gets onto the free side of Illinois, and she's safe over there with her family, and goes up to a very poor area, what we call Quincy, Illinois. And in Quincy, they start their life. And eventually, back then, we have to understand, you know, because of the institutional still things were with slavery in our United States of America. You know, blacks were not allowed, or colored, or Negro, as they would say back then, weren't allowed to enter the church in any way in terms of being a priest, or no seminary would accept them. And that just because of that was the mindset at that time. And so an Irish missionary priest, God bless those missionary priests from Germany and Ireland, they came without that institutional mindset of America at that time. And they fight for him to be in the seminary. And they eventually, since they're rejected everywhere in the United States, they go to Rome. And, of course, Rome, the universal church, they go to, he's in the Pope's own papal seminary, the Propaganda di Fede. He's there, and, of course, there's priests being trained from all over the world.
Right.
Because we go back to Africa. Africa is in Egypt, and all those different places go back to the very times of the apostles. So there is an ancient 2,000-year tradition. So anyway, he's trained, And instead of going off to Africa as a missionary, which he thought he would do, he's sent back to America and to Illinois, and he goes back to his hometown.
Oh, wow.
And he tries. He's the first black priest in the history of the United States. So he's kind of an anomaly. He's in a cassock with a special insignia in terms of a sash and how the beretta that he wrote with a sash on top, it's red and black. And so here he is, the first priest, black priest, and then he eventually goes through all the hardships, the racism, the confrontations. He's kind of attacked by or resistance from the whites, but he's also from the blacks who were against him, to the different Protestant elements and other elements.
Ah.
So eventually he goes to Chicago, and that's where there's a huge need there. The archbishop at that time wants him to come because he's got thousands upon thousands of former slaves pouring into Chicago. And so that's where he ends up trying to build a major church there, and he ends up dying there. But before he dies, he is significant in starting the first Black Catholic Congress in the history of the United States, where they go to see the president and everything in Washington, D.C. And so he travels and talks, and he's connected with St. Catherine Drexel, too, who assists him at that time also. So he is, and he's up for the great thing, and to all your listeners, and Rick and Jimmy, is that he's up for canonization.
Oh, wow.
His canonization cause has been presented. Cardinal George started that before he died, and Bishop Joseph Perry is the postulator, the black bishop, auxiliary bishop of Chicago. He's the postulator for the cause with Rome. And so we're working together on this project.
I take it we're kind of in the beginning stages of that process?
Well, all the papers, his bodies have been exhumed in Quincy. All the papers have been sent. So now it's just going through the Rome, how Rome works.
Yeah.
You know? So it's going through the canonization process. But it's an exciting one because,
sure,
as I see this, he is one of the most significant black Catholics in the history of the United States, but he's also one of the most significant priests in the history of the United States. So we've never had an American-born priest ever be canonized in America. So, and he possibly could be the first one.
Depending upon how fast they get through the process, you're right. This could be quite a momentous development if we can get him, if he does make it through the canonization process fairly quickly. The process can drag on for centuries, literally, but they can do it quickly. And under the circumstances, the symbolism for his canonization would also, I would think, be a catalyst for part of the process.
Absolutely. There's a couple miracles they're examining right now. But also, I think when we talk about the significance of Father Tolton, he is what you might want to call a touchstone or a tipping point, or where he can bring a lot of healing to our country. He's kind of a bridge. What happened where we see the freedom of so many black, the African American population being allowed to be so significantly involved in the church and its outreach and its expansion. And he's kind of the pioneer. But the main thing about him, I think, that is we see a very holy and pure of heart person. And it also is significant because it really expands and commits and dedicates to the priesthood. It highlights the priesthood, the importance of the priesthood, because once Father Tolton becomes ordained as a priest, he is now a priest for every single human being.
Right.
Just as Jesus Christ was. And he took that so seriously. So it didn't, when he was in Rome and he's ordained, he now is a priest for every culture, every race. And when he comes back to America, of course, he has to try to heal the wounds, significantly give time to the black culture. But at the same time, he had a huge white following, if we want a Caucasian following at that time, too, because they saw the beauty of this man, the holiness of this man. And that's what's so exciting when you see something like that, because it reflects, you know, when we talk about Christ, you know, what is the church? The church is not an institution. It's a person. It's Jesus Christ. And we always forget that.
Let me ask you again, the dates that surround his lifetime, go just before the Civil War until we get to roughly the end of the 19th century. Is that
exactly
too close?
So we're talking, 1854. So we're before Civil War. It's during that whole Civil War period, and then he escapes during the pre-Civil War, and then he's able to, through emancipation with Lincoln, making all those decisions. Of course, that didn't all just happen quickly in terms of resolution. But he started the process of awareness. There's some very significant black Catholic figures at that time, Daniel Rudd and a number of others.
Well, and that's the other question that I had was, what again got him involved with the Catholic Church? Because you don't normally associate the Catholic Church with that era of freed black slaves.
Well, it really had to do, going back to the lineage of the apostles, the priesthood, is we have a priest, particularly in this case in our story, Father McGeer, he symbolizes a number of priests that helped him, but he in some ways helped him in some ways the most, it was with him the most. He's this Irish priest who never, ever gave up on Tolton. So he saw that he had the potential to be a priest and should be a priest, and so he was basically his major advocate.
Okay,
it's a beautiful story of seeing how, he has all this resistance from everyone, and yet this priest never gives up and is kind of he's the apostle, so to speak, that brings Tolton to the forefront.
Okay, in the time we have left in this segment, what I'd like to do is to play a small segment from the show. So hang on, and we'll go ahead and press the play button, and you can hear a little bit from the production of Tolton, From Slave to Priest.
We can't accept this colored priest.
But the Catholic Church deplores double slavery, that of the mind and that of the body. She endeavors to free us of both.
You ain't nothing but a troublemaker.
I was a poor slave boy, but the priests of the church did not disdain me. It was through the influence of one of them that I became what I am tonight.
As a colored priest, you are expected only to minister to the Negro and not to us.
Oh Lord, give me the opportunity to bring them all forgiveness and grace.
You are nothing and will never amount to nothing.
It was the church who taught me to pray and forgive my persecutors.
We want no Toltons in this place.
I shall work at it and pull at it as long as God gives me life.
Get out of Quincy, go elsewhere, get!
May I never give up.
The passing of a loved one is a difficult and often sorrowful step in life's journey. The helpful and supportive staff at the Cathedral Memorial Garden Cemetery, located on the 34-acre iconic Christ Cathedral campus in the center of Orange County, are here to assist you and your family through this transition. The more than 1 acre Cathedral Memorial Gardens is unique in Orange County, offering a central location, serene garden-like grounds, majestic fountains, and a dramatic statuary, all set within the soaring architectural gem of the Christ Cathedral campus. Cathedral Memorial Gardens now has beautiful glass front niches. Single, companion, and family four spaces are now available with interior LED lighting with decorative trim that will display your loved one's urn with dignity forever. For more information, please visit memorialgardens.christcathedralcalifornia.org or contact 714-489-6102. 714-489-6102.
And welcome back to Orange County Catholic Radio. I'm Rick Howick, your host. And with me today is director Leonardo De Filippis, who is from St. Luke Productions. And again, I want to thank you for being on, Leonardo. We are talking today about a specific production coming up from the date of this broadcast in about a week. Tolton, From Slave to Priest. And it's the story of an escaped slave who is helped by some Catholic priests, and in the process decides that he himself has a call to the priesthood. Cannot find a seminary that will take him in the United States, goes to Rome, and is trained and ordained a priest of God in the Roman Catholic Church, and then is sent back to his hometown. And this story is going to be presented here in the Diocese of Orange at our Freed Theater. And Leonardo, what were those dates again that are coming up for this story?
That'll be January 26th at 7, January 27th at 7 p.m., and then on Sunday, January 28th at 12 noon. And you can find all of that on ccdramaseries.com.
Say that again. What's the website?
It's ccdramaseries.com. The CC stands for Christ Cathedral. So ccdramaseries.com.
And then
you can go right there and buy the tickets and spread the word and try to, you know, come to the series.
Freed Theater is a medium to small size location overall, which means that people should probably start looking now at what's available for the tickets, I would think.
Yes, I would do it. And because, you know, I think the goal here, of course, is this play deserves Father Tolton to be really honored in a special way. And I would love to see the people of California really get behind this because it's such a moving and enriching experience. And you'll meet someone that you'll fall in love with.
I'd like to ask a couple questions about the play itself and its production. You've done a number of different productions here in the Diocese of Orange, but I know you've done several all around the country. This particular production for Tolton, From Slave to Priest, is this similar to the ones you've done in the past in that is it a one-man show type of production?
Well, this is probably our most, maybe perhaps one of our most ambitious shows that we've ever done. It's a multimedia show, and so what that means is you'll have a beautiful set, lighting, and all of that as we've done in the past, but you'll have a big screen that you're going to have a lot of characters that will appear and disappear. And those characters are all related to the story of Tolton, meaning you're going to meet his mother, who's incredible. We have an incredible actress from Atlanta who is a beautiful singer. It's almost like becomes like a musical in certain parts of the thing. You'll have the evil one, which is like a devil character that's always trying to attack Tolton. You'll have all the different, you'll have white, black people who are against him. You'll have white, black that are for him. You'll have the priests that are for him. So significant and well acted, you know, I'm really impressed by the different actors. So it's the largest cast that SLP has ever had in a live production. But it's a one-person show. So the actor is going to interact with all these different characters. And so what will happen is for the audience that comes to the Free Theater, they'll have the illusion that all of a sudden they'll just embrace that this is a multicast show, even though it's a one-person show. And so so it's really exciting in that regard. It flows really well. It's very, the story is very moving, and it just never stopped. You're on the edge of your seat the whole time.
Now, I understand that this production is, as you said, it's your most ambitious one that you've done before, but yet you've done several productions here, and they've all been successful. I think we've had mostly sellouts for everything you've ever done. What were the ones that you've done in the past?
Well, we've done St. John Vianney, the great patron of the priests, and that's a very dramatic story. We've also done St. Maximilian Kolbe, which is one of our moving, most significant, powerful shows. We've done The Passion. We've done St. Faustina, a messenger of divine mercy, a number of times. St. Therese of Lisieux. We've done St. Francis of Assisi. And then this new season, we're coming back again after Tolton with The Passion, especially significant for the Lenten season. And then we'll be introducing a new show on the Confessions of St. Augustine. So we'll be able to see another really beautiful story and significant story. But we're launching this one now with Tolton.
So if people who are listening would like to make a habit of coming to see these productions, what they're going to see are usually one-person productions, but on these very important topics, and they're presented in the Freed Theater, and they're extremely well done. So
yes,
they can go to the website and buy those tickets ahead of time, right?
Yes, you can go there to ccdramaseries.com. There's a button right there that says buy tickets. Go on to it, and you can buy also season tickets so you can see the whole series. But we really encourage people to come to this Tolton production because it'll be the premiere of this whole show in California. It's never come before, and so we're very excited about that. And also I think the vision here for all your listeners is that the reason we're doing these one-person shows and these series is to keep this going, keep a consistency so that eventually the more support, the more awareness, that we can actually build and expand this so that more we'll add more shows, more actors, more maybe multicast shows. It's just a matter if the people of Orange County want this, if the people of Southern California want this, then it'll happen. So it really is going to have to come from the people. We're the instruments. We're the allowing. We're creating all this for you and bringing you some of the most significant stories in the history of the world, meaning the saints, most impactful. But the point is, it's going to be a movement of all of you out there, all of you listeners, if you want this to have more of a what I'd call a Catholic presence on the Western United States, especially in drama.
Well, and that's where I was kind of going with this. Is this is a unique opportunity for our Catholic listeners to engage their. It's not just entertainment. It's catechesis in drama, and it is from a thoroughly Catholic perspective. Everything that you do, and it's
right.
It's something you can't really get anywhere else right now in Southern California.
Yes, that is correct, and I think that's what's exciting too, because many of your fake with Hollywood and Disneyland and all the different things, there isn't anything of this nature where there's an actual stories that have a real Catholic theme. And also, we're not seeing a lot of movies or television or anything on, you know, the most important figures in history, meaning the saints, because their impact is so great. And then it allows us to create a Catholic dialogue presence in the society, in the culture, which in drama, live drama particularly, there is no presence. So there's no dialogue. There's no movement of evangelization. And that's what's exciting, because we're allowing, especially with something like Father Tolton, it now is open. This we can bring in our Protestant brethren. We can bring in secular people, because the story is so significant to each and every one of them also. Right now, what's happening in society, and with the need for healing and understanding. And so it's exciting.
Well, and it's, for me, the story, I'm a student of history, so I'm looking at this story and I'm thinking, wow, what a great example of how the Universal Catholic Church can be such an important check and instructor for the individual churches, especially when they're going through times that can be very confusing, like what was happening in the 19th century in the wake of the Civil War, where Father Tolton, prior to becoming Father Tolton, couldn't find any acceptance into seminaries. He was invited to go to Rome, where he could find acceptance, because the Universal Church was going to intervene here and make sure that he had that opportunity. It's just, it's such a on multiple levels, it sounds like it's such a great story.
Oh, it's a fantastic story, and I think it's symbolic that when he goes to Rome, he has complete freedom, where in the United States, he can't go. You can't go to a certain bathroom. You can't go to a store. You can't do this or that. Everything was controlled. It was a controlled society, so to speak. But when he goes to Rome, he now is free to go to every church, see all the art and the architecture, and the Italians love him. The cardinal says, you know what? We're going to put your first mass. Imagine this. This doesn't happen to every priest. Your ordination mass, your first mass, he was ordained at St. John Lateran, which is the mother church of all Christendom. But he said his first mass at St. Peter's.
Oh, wow.
In the Basilica. That's symbolic, connecting him directly with St. Peter. And so now here he's in the glorious, if anyone, all you listeners have ever been to St. Peter's, of course, it's a stupendous church. It's overwhelming. It's huge. The biggest church in the world. And then he's thrown back to a little wooden, tiny, what we call St. Joseph Negro Church back in Quincy, Illinois. So in complete kind of sense, dysfunction and poverty. So, but yet he has the memory of all of that, you know, to bring those resources. And he became, you know, he spoke many languages, German, Latin, Italian, English. And here he is, this trained priest coming back now into a poor area. And so it's a beautiful story of redemption, really.
Well, and having been a slave and then been under the oppressive system of functioning after the Civil War as a Black American, to then go to Europe and experience the freedom of not being the subject of discrimination because of the color of his skin, to then willingly go back as a priest in order to help his the people that he had surrounded him when he was growing up. That in and of itself is such a motivating story, a moving story of self-sacrifice. It's absolutely unbelievable for a lot of people, I think, to think how wonderful. Instead of bitterness, instead of anger at having been a slave and having been abused and having been treated as a second-class human being by the people around them in the United States at the time, he instead came back and brought the love of Christ with him in order to liberate those people from their hatred, from their anger, by his own love.
Yes, and I think you've really hit on something so important and why he's up for canonization. Because he doesn't, when we're oppressed or we're assaulted, as we see all over in many different fashions in our culture and in history, is we usually are bitter, we have hatred, we want vengeance. We have all of those things, just as the Jews of old when they were oppressed by the Romans, etc., as slaves. But then you have Jesus, and Jesus responds differently to persecution, to mocking, to scourging, to all the suffering that he had to go through, even being crucified. How does he respond? And so that's what Father Tolton is. His model is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the High Priest, and so because of that, he now brings a different message of healing, of hope, of joy, of trust, to heal all those wounds. He's not discounting the persecution and all that, the suffering of the people, just to, like Moses would defend the Jewish people in the decades of slavery. But the point is, Tolton now is that model of how to act under such circumstances. And he's the solution. Because, hatred is never a solution for unity. But love is. And that's just the fact. And Augustine is the one who says that. The great Northern African-American saint.
Another African who was a great influence on our church. And then Father Tolton dies at 43. When we come back, it was a very short life, but yet one of great, great sanctification. I want to ask you a little bit about how this actually came to be. You're listening to Orange County Catholic Radio. With me today is Leonardo De Filippis, and we're talking about the production coming up, Tolton, From Slave to Priest, and we will be right back.
Now on DVD and digital download, a story about finding truth, meaning, and beauty in the last place they expected.
I can't become Catholic. What, am I insane? There's no way.
A film to encourage your faith and help you reach out to others.
I thought, this is just nonsense. These people are crazy. Atheism is much more rational.
Convinced, featuring over 20 of today's most interesting and articulate Catholic voices, including Jennifer Fulweiler, Scott Hahn, Abby Johnson, and Patrick Madrid. Get convinced now at convincedmovie.com.
Join Bishop Tim Fryer, the diocesan choir, and priests from throughout the Diocese of Orange on a pilgrimage to Vatican City and Rome, followed by a Mediterranean cruise departing from Naples that will take our pilgrims to some of the most beautiful and historic sites in Christendom. Visit the birthplace of St. Junipero Serra in Mallorca, Spain. Celebrate Mass in the famed Gaudi Cathedral of Sagrada Familia in Barcelona. And visit Pisa and Florence, Italy. For more information, call 877-538-0010 or go to occatholic.com/travel.
And welcome back to Orange County Catholic Radio, coming to you high atop the Tower of Hope in beautiful Garden Grove, where Catholic faith is crystal clear. I'm Rick Howick, your host, and with me today is Leonardo De Filippis from St. Luke Productions. And before we go too far, I want to make sure I've thanked you so much for being on. I don't want to forget to do that, because we have you on from time to time, and it is so wonderful to talk to you again, Leonardo, especially about something as important as this production on Tolton, From Slave to Priest.
Oh, it's my honor, Rick. You guys are doing a great job down there. And we have to always remember that radio is so important, because it allows the saints, in our case, what we do and what we proclaim and what we create for the people down there in Southern California, is that it allows you allow that conduit to go out so people know about it and hopefully can all come and participate.
I want to know a little bit more about the actor. Who is Jim Coleman and why is he playing this part?
Well, Jim Coleman is a wonderful actor. He's a seasoned actor who's been used to do a lot of stage, and then he did a lot of television. He's done a lot of television commercials and films. So he's dealt with a lot of the big stars. He's even done movies with Denzel Washington or Anthony Hopkins, you know, as smaller roles, but still he's been able to do all that. He knows a lot of people. He works significantly more on the East Coast in New York City and in Florida, in Atlanta, in those areas. He doesn't come out as much because he's so busy all the time. We got a hold of him because through another person who allowed him to be introduced to Father Tolton. And because he's never had any role presented like this to him, he was intrigued by it. And the more he read about it, the more when he auditioned and all those things, he fell in love with Father Tolton. In fact, his family, his father, his mother, his wife, all of a sudden they start to get to know about Father Tolton. And he didn't know about it either. Being an African-American actor, he saw this, wow, this is amazing. So this has brought him to a point of, I think, humility in his career to say, you know what, I've done all these things in my career. I've been a lead in a television series and all these other things. But, you know, I've never done anything that is like this, that can move people and help people and serve people. And also to be a great role model for the African American community in the country, and for beyond that, for our whole country. So I think he was intrigued by that, and he's been extremely committed to this. He's very talented, and I see this. He's again one actor that eventually will lead to other actors, because I see this show, Tolton from Slave to Priest, Rick, is a launching pad that hopefully this will go on for many, many years, so it will provide many black actors opportunities to do something that there's no roles like this in Hollywood or in any drama format. So this is a very unique situation.
How did you come across this production, this story, this role?
Well, I came upon this story by a pastor in just a country church many years ago, probably more than 10 years ago. His name is Father Titus, and he encouraged me. He said, here's the book, here's some holy cards on him, some information. I think you should do a show on him. And I'm going, here's this African-American, story, this black priest from way back when, and I'm going, like, how am I going to do that? And at that time, I was creating shows on Therese and St. John Vianney and St. Faustina for Messenger of Divine Mercy, and I said, how am I ever going to do it? Well, when I was coming to make decisions on new shows, and we were looking at Mother Teresa and John Paul II, and Fulton Sheen was another big figure that a lot of people wanted us to do. I was looking at the picture on my desk, and there was Tolton, and he has these beautiful, riveting eyes. They're kind of watery almost. And I just I had read his story. I fell in love with it, but I didn't know how I was ever going to, you know, who's going to help me do something like this, because we're entering into a whole other world. Then I said, you know what, we're going to do it. And I contacted Cardinal George. He gave me Bishop Perry, who's the postulator of the cause. And one thing led to another. And our whole organization, St. Luke Productions, has been committed to this cause. And so it's been beautiful. I went to the National Black Catholic Congress and the Knights of Peter Claver, which are, like the Knights of Columbus, but it's all African-Americans, women and men. And I was just blown away by the beauty and the history of black Catholicism in the history of the United States since the very beginning, and the hardships they've gone through. So Father Tolton, to bring him to the light, is giving them so much hope. And I have found throughout our experiences so far with the show, already been exposed and running and performed, we're seeing a huge wide audience that's potential. I mean, we've gone to Hispanic parishes in Dunn Tolton, and they love it. We've gone to inner city black, and they've loved it, and all Caucasians. And so it's been a mixed bag, of course, but it shows me the universality of this story and the universality of this man, Father Tolton.
Now, where have you been holding the production so far? Mostly on the East Coast?
Well, we opened it up initially in the Portland area, where we're from, Portland, Oregon, in order to launch it, to get it tested, just like you would on Broadway. You've got to go to another city before you put it on Broadway,
okay,
so to speak. But we've done that, and then we had the major opening in the DeSable Museum in Chicago. We did a big opening there.
Okay.
And that was significant because it's an African-American museum. It's one of the oldest, more older museums in the United States, particularly in Chicago. It's part of the Smithsonian. And it was significant to bring, which they don't even know, the history of Father Tolton in that museum. So it was a way of bringing it to the area and launching it in a significant way. And that was beautiful, with so many people coming. And then we went to Springfield Diocese, which is where he's from. And the
right.
outpouring of that has been amazing.
I would think that would be wonderful, yeah.
Oh, yes, because he was, if you remember, he grew up there, he became a priest, he was nurtured to be a priest there, and then when he comes back from Rome, he's there, and when he came back as a priest, 1,500 people came to his mass, and they were
wow.
so significant, they were so excited he came. Shortly after that, they start, you know, that because of racism and misunderstandings, he's actually kicked out of his own town. That's how bad it was. And that's why he
wow.
goes to Chicago. So when we came back to Quincy with our show, it was so beautiful because, you know, you're going to Quincy, the town that actually kicked him out, rejected their own son, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, they rejected Jesus, basically. He came
yeah.
to his own, and his own received him not. What happens? He goes to the college where he went himself, where they helped him. And how many people come to the show there just shortly? 1,500 people come to the show.
Oh, wow.
The exact amount that came to his original ordination. So it was an outpouring of love, an outpouring of pride that they have a significant son and they can call him, even though it was a difficult history. That's what's so beautiful, Rick, is because, and all your listeners, it's a time. It's a great time of healing. It's a great time of welcoming this beautiful future saint. And so many stories like that have happened so far, and so it's been very, very moving for us.
Now, you're coming out to the Fried Theater, and it's going to be playing in about a week or so, and we'll go over those dates in just a moment again. But is this going to be the only chance for a while anyway that people are going to have to be able to see this production in Southern California?
Yes, they should. That's why it's very important that everyone comes to the show. And how it works at the CC Drama Series, the more response, the more people come, we can expand it so we can add more shows for you so that we can come back. So that's why this is a significant opportunity for the Southern California people to really get behind this, and then we can come back again, hopefully very shortly after, so that we can bring this story again. And I know Bishop Mann, a lot of people don't know this, but I've known him since he was a young priest. That's how long I've been doing this. He was a pastor and I back in Springfield. He's from the Diocese of Springfield.
Yes, he is.
Where Tolton is from. And so he has a keen interest, and he will be at the performances. He's going to be welcoming the one at Friday evening, and he'll be the one on Sunday. So he's very much behind this, and he wants this to be successful and a great blessing for the Diocese of Orange. But I think beyond that, I think Christ Cathedral is a symbol in some ways for the Church of America on the West Coast, particularly, because what we're doing is significant in that I already know that people who have come from as far, you know, south as San Diego, Los Angeles area, and some people have even come from the Bay Area just to see the shows at the CC Drama Series at the Fried Theater. So potential for this to grow and be a witness is so important for the West Coast.
Yeah, and I would highly recommend that anybody who is even thinking about going, go, especially if you're involved in education, if you're involved with youth. This would be such a great story to be able to bring your children to bring your teenagers to bring your youth to. I had been in education for a number of years, and it's these kinds of stories where they're real, they're not fiction, they're true to life, about people who have been exposed to the worst of humanity, who rise above it in order to bring the best of humanity back to the very people who need it most, those who were oppressing. To see that.
Beautiful. Yeah.
To see that and interact with that is something that I hope is an opportunity that is not lost on the people that are going to be able to come. We're going to run one more little clip here. If they want to do the theater, if they want to come to this time, those dates again are when?
It's January 26th, 27th, and 28th. That's Friday, Saturday, both at 7 o'clock, and then one on noon matinee show on Sunday. And you need to get your tickets by going to ccdramaseries.com or christcathedraldramaseries.com. And just Google that, and you can just click on the ticket, buy tickets, and you can get your tickets right online. You'll be secured, and so really spread the word. I encourage everyone to. We'll also have them at the door, but it's better to get them online, because then we control. We know how many tickets are sold so that we can inform everybody what's happening.
Okay, I want to run that second clip that we had. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about not only this production, but I want to hear a little bit more about your story, Leonardo. You're listening to Orange County Catholic Radio. I'm Rick Howick, your host, and we will be right back.
Hello, dear friends. I have exciting news. I'm going to produce a new drama on the first African-American priest, Father Augustus Tolton. You'll be inspired and motivated by his courageous story. It's Missouri, 1864. Martha Tolton is a slave whose children are being whipped daily as they labor in the fields. Escape is the only way to save her family from a life of cruel bondage. In the dead of night, they steal away and make the 20-mile trek to the Illinois border. On the bank of the Mississippi River, she finds a dilapidated rowboat and pushes out across the dark waters while bullets from angry Confederate soldiers whiz by. Miraculously, Martha and her children make it to freedom. God had a mission for this heroic mother. Through Martha Tolton's courage, determination, and unshakable faith, and despite overwhelming adversity and prejudice, her son, Augustus Tolton, finally became a priest of God. Together, you and I are going to produce a drama with a powerful impact. Our country needs this story right now. Please join me. I'm counting on you to bring Father Augustus Tolton to the world. Thanks, and God bless you.
Except this colored priest.
But the Catholic Church deplores double slavery, that of the mind and that of the body.
We want no Toltons in this place.
I shall work at it and pull at it as long as God gives me life.
Get out of Quincy, go elsewhere, get!
May I never give up.
Learn more at ToltonDrama.com.
See Tolton at Christ Cathedral's Free Theater, January 26th through 28th. For info, go to ccdramaseries.com.
This coming July, join Bishop Tim Fryer, the diocesan choir, and priest from throughout the Diocese of Orange on a pilgrimage to Vatican City in Rome, followed by a Mediterranean cruise departing from Naples that will take you to some of the most beautiful and historic sites in Christendom. Visit the birthplace of St. Junipero Serra in Mallorca, Spain. Celebrate Mass in the famed Gaudi Cathedral of Sagrada Familia in Barcelona, and visit Pisa and Florence, Italy. For more information, call 877-538-0010 or go to occcatholic.com/travel.
And welcome back to Orange County Catholic Radio, coming to you from the good offices of Relevant Radio on the 8th floor of the Tower of Hope in beautiful Garden Grove at Christ Cathedral Campus. This is Rick Howick, and I am talking with Leonardo de Filippis, who is the director of St. Luke Productions. And we've been talking about Tolton from Slave to Priest, which is coming up in about a week. And we'll put all that information back out again as to how to get to see that. But before we do that, I've had you on a couple of times now, Leonardo. And I want to thank you as well for sharing your story so many times. However, we've got people that are listening in the audience who have not really heard about how you got involved in starting St. Luke Productions. And in about 6 minutes, I want you to tell us just the nutshell, because it's a good story. You can be humble all you want to. It's an important story for people to hear, too. What got you involved in this medium?
Well, I was, like a lot of actors, I was pursuing my acting career, and I was in Shakespeare particularly. I got involved in that with the Old Globe Theater, which some people might be familiar down in Southern California there in San Diego and Balboa Park, and I did the Ashland, Oregon Shakespeare Festival, the Colorado Shakespeare Festival, and a number of others. And I got, so I was on a pursuit there with ACT and, in San Francisco and all those kind of things. And then I got involved a little bit with film and stuff like that, but what happened is I had a conversion. I had what I call a reconversion. I grew up Catholic, of course, had a reconversion to the faith, and then, what am I going to do? Because the theater is pretty crazy, the lifestyle of an actor, in terms of you can just look at, like you see, we're now talking about Harvey Wood and everything else, So it has a moral dilemmas and challenges, of course, and artistic challenges, and, money focus and all that kind of stuff. However, I had a conversion. I thought, I'm called to be a priesthood or leave the arts and all, leave that whole world. And then, I went to Mount Angel Abbey, which is a Benedictine monastery, and it was a monk up there who suggested I do a play on the Gospels. And I did, one on St. Luke Productions. I had no idea if I could do a one-person show. It was a verbatim show where I actually had to make the lines come alive and tell the story, et cetera. And that's why we're called St. Luke Productions to this day, because of that being our first show that we ever did. And it happens providentially. St. Luke is the patron saint of art, the artist in the world, besides being a physician. But he was attributed to the first painting of the Blessed Mother and Child back when he was alive. So, but I did that, and then I slowly just started doing one play after another, and that exposed me to the Franciscans saying, why don't you do a show on St. Francis of Assisi for the 800th anniversary of his birth? And then I went on to the Carmelites, got a hold of me, and they said, can't you do John of the Cross for the 400th anniversary of his death? And one thing led to another, and I started to do all these incredible, bigger-than-life saints who we all have heard of. And so I got one challenge after another. And then slowly, I was doing the bulk of the work, of course, as the actor throughout the country, going to Canada, going to, all over throughout America. And
well, and I know they've also, I think EWTN had you on video in a production that they ran a few years ago on St. Francis, did they not?
Yes. Well, I go back to EWTN in earlier days with Mother Angelica. Of course, we started doing the shows on television back in the late 80s, and we went and have been on EWTN ever since then. So I've been interviewed by Mother. I've done private shows just for Mother, so that I did it right close, before she died.
Right.
I did Maximilian Kolbe for her, because our ministry, not only is it artistic, but it's evangelical in the sense that we want to make sure that we've gone in our history to every kind of Catholic, from a cathedral to a monastery of cloistered nuns or monks to, we've gone to every kind of Protestant denomination. I've gone to prisons. I've gone to, nursing homes. I've gone to major universities, big and small, et cetera, schools, et cetera. So I've had such a collage as a performer, as an actor, that most actors would never have in their lifetime.
Well, no, you got to play John of the Cross. You got to play John Vianney. You got to play Jesus. I mean, you don't get much more range than that.
right. So, I play God. I'm hard to get for an hour and a half, and then I'm a saint for an hour and a half. Now, people forget though, and people think of me doing all these things, but I also play the devil. I know the devil very well.
now you're talking rage between God and the devil. There you go.
Yeah, I'm talking rage. So I can take the most evil guy, number one, primo, bad guy, to God himself. So I've kind of done the range. But it's been so exciting to do this. And in some ways, I guess I've been inspired. If we look back to the medieval times, and you're a lover of history, we look back at the mystery plays and all the different things that happened in those days. It was a culture of art that infused all of Europe, and in terms of Catholicism, in terms of the subject matter. And so we don't have that anywhere in America. And so that's why I started this organization, in order to do subjects. And we've only done the saints and the scriptures, because as far as I'm concerned, their stories are more powerful than any story that could be produced today. Because there's a different, you know, we have our motto here. It's entertain. Every art should entertain. Then every art should inspire. And a lot of movies do, and a lot of plays, they inspire. But the third leg of this is evangelization. And evangelization means that Christ is seen and heard. Does it change life in a significant way? And what we've found by doing the saints, that people, it prepares them for death. It prepares them. Many people have entered the seminary or monastery, or named their children. They wanted, after they saw the show, they named their baby Maximilian or Therese or whatever, Faustina, whatever the show is. So every saint, I mean, so it has significant impact, and it's brought people back to the church. You know, it's, or in a case like I love the Faustina, they saw the show. She ended up dumping her boyfriend, who all he wanted to do was pushing for sex. And so I think, how many plays actually dump a boyfriend? So what I'm saying, it has moral,
yes,
and spiritual impact that most artistic works do not have.
And you've had the blessing and unique opportunity to be able to be involved directly with all of that, both on the production side, but also on the talent side of the house. What's it like to watch someone else live out your production? You've got Coleman now doing this. You're not the one that's doing this as the actor.
Right.
What's that like for you? Because you've had all these wonderful experiences with all these different saints. What's it like to watch someone live out what
you
just put together?
Well, when you see, in this case, obviously I can't play a black actor because I'm not black, but when I see this black actor, and we've helped create this with Bishop Perry as the postulator, because we do everything in union with him for the writing and everything, we see this come alive, and I just say, wow. My wife Patty and I, who both put these things together so much as a team, we see that come alive, and we say, what an opportunity. It's a joy for us to see this pass on, the baton, a saint, you know, and to see that happen, and to see all these other black actors that we brought in, you know, who were very talented. And it gives them an opportunity in it, and all these other characters that we have. So for us, it brings a joy, and I'm praying that we can create. It opens my eyes to say, you know what, we could do shows on great Vietnamese saints, on great African saints, on Chinese saints, you know, that are still significant to every one of our listeners right now, because it's universal, you know. So I see this is a dream of mine to bring this, and wouldn't it be great if we could do this for Europe? You know, we could do this for, people have wanted us to even perform in China. You know, of course, China would be against us, and of course, it's a communist country, but you show it the passion of if we could bring these significant saints to life to all people.
So one more time, if people want to see this production of this escaped slave who becomes the first Catholic priest in the United States, Tolton from Slave to Priest, what do they need to do?
They need to go to website ccdramaseries.com, ChristCathedralDramaSeries.com. Just Google it. So you'll see the button for the tickets. And this is for Tolton, like you said, from Slave to Priest. A beautiful show. Try to buy these tickets, and let's pack this place, and let's have Southern California really welcome Father Tolton. This will be the first time he comes down there, and in order to do that, so that we can expand this outreach and try to bring people that you know, bring maybe people who are having some troubles, or bring people that they're not even Catholic, bring your Protestant brothers and sisters. Let people know about this. This is a huge opportunity to bring a story, to meet a future saint face to face and to have a really cathartic experience that can lift you spiritually, give you hope for the future. If you're depressed about our society and what's happening and hatred and violence and all this kind of stuff, and California's certainly been through a lot lately with the natural disasters and everything else, you'll see a story of perseverance. You'll see a story of hope. You'll see a story of healing, which is so important right now for our country.
Leonardo, I want to thank you so very much for being on with us again. And I want to thank you so much for your ministry, for being willing to share your ideas and talents and your ministry with all of us here in the Diocese of Orange and throughout Southern California, but also throughout the world, and all that you've been able to inspire and do. I know there's a number of people whose lives have been improved because of the ministry that St. Luke Productions brings. So thank you so very much for that.
Oh, well, thank you. And I want to thank you, your staff, for allowing this to happen and to get the word out, because if it isn't heard, it's not, seen or heard. So you guys are really making it happen. So I appreciate that so much.
Tolton, From Slave to Priest, and it's coming up in about a week at the Fried Theater. And I would like you, Leonardo, if you would be so kind as to lead us in a word of prayer.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
We ask for the intercession of Father Augustus Tolton as he goes on the road to canonization, to be a servant of God, to be truly a saint for all of us, an example. We ask for his prayers from heaven, for his intercession, to answer all the needs that are out there for each and every one of our listeners now on the radio listening to this prayer, that if they have any troubles, any anxieties, any challenges, that they ask Father Tolton to be present to them, to be a friend to them, in order to solve all those problems, that he will lift them up to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that God will truly answer all our prayers and all our requests. All we need to do is knock, to ask, and so that the Lord may touch our hearts. And we ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Father Tolton, pray for us.
Pray for us.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. And once again, you've been listening to Orange County Catholic Radio. I'm Rick Howick, your host. With me today has been Leonardo De Filippis, and he has been bringing us an invitation to experience Father Tolton in the production Tolton from Slave to Priest here at the Fried Theater. And if you would like more information on that, once again, Leonardo, the website is?
It's ccdramaseries.com. So please go to that and explore that. If you want to know more about the show itself, it's ToltonDrama.com.
And we will be happy to see you there. And for all of you who are listening, we will see you again next week. God bless each and every one of us.
Chart-topping worship vocalist Matt Maher will perform at Christ Cathedral on February 10th as part of his Echoes of Worship tour. Don't miss Matt Maher performing at one of the most incredible, beautiful, and inspiring locations in the country, Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove. Get your tickets today at transparentproductions.com. That's transparentproductions.com.
Academic rigor and excellence are at the heart of private Catholic education. In 2016, 8 Diocese of Orange schools were awarded the highest U.S. Department of Education distinction through the No Child Left Behind Act Blue Ribbon School Program. The program honors public and private K-12 schools that are academically superior in their states or demonstrate dramatic gains in student achievement. Learn more. Visit OCCatholicSchoolsWeek.com.
Pope Francis is emphasizing the importance of, Christians should be joyful people.
Yeah.
And maybe that's something the examine can help a person with, is if you're trying to take what Pope Francis is saying to heart, that could be a question to bring into the examine. Where was their joy today? Did I spread joy or did I spread gloom by what I said, what I did, maybe omitted? but I think to help us to recognize more and more, am I living as a joyful Christian? Do I believe that Christ won a victory through his passion, death, and resurrection, and do I live in that victory even now? So I think the examine helps us to realize, am I walking the talk, so to speak?
Right. And, you know, Pope Francis is an example, but you priests, like you, Father, we need you so badly to keep reminding us. People need repetition. You know, we need to do it in our lives, but your way and your kindness, you know, that's the thing I work on, is being kind to others. And the great example that priests have given me have been so helpful.
Talk radio for Catholic life. Relevant radio.